Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
It's been a hell of a run here, and here's what I think is going to happen, Gator. Because it happened in 2022, and it happened in the 2023-24 season. The Detroit Lions in 2022 needed a team to lose on the final day of the season. And on that final day of the season, the Rams had the football against Seattle with 2 minutes to go in a tie football game. And with a field goal, the Rams would have beaten Seattle, setting up the Lions with a win-to-get-in playoff game at Green Bay that night. The Rams got the football, Gator, and they went 3-and-out. Alas, Seattle missed a field goal. They went to overtime. The Rams got a stop. The Rams got a stop and got the ball back in overtime with a go-win-it drive. And Baker threw an interception deep in his own territory. And Seattle kicked a field goal to win the game and eliminate the Lions on the last possible moment in overtime of the 4 o'clock games on the last Sunday of the season.
Because Baker sucks.
Then last season.
A year ago.
In the NHL, the Wings needed a win.
2 years ago.
In their regular season finale. And they needed Washington not to win in regulation. Washington was playing Philly. Philly needed the only way Philly could make the playoffs is if the Red Wings lost in regulation. And the Red Wings scored with 3.3 seconds left, a David Perron goal to force overtime, and then won in a shootout. They did what they needed to do. Philly, which was eliminated from the playoffs, then proceeded to pull their goalie in a 1-1 game, and Washington scored late to eliminate the Wings. On the last possible moment, when we say team of destiny, Gator, here's my question. Are they the team of destiny that gets in because they're doing everything you'd ask a playoff team to do, including beating other playoff teams? Are they a team of destiny that gets in, or is this our destiny? The last game of the season. We won't know until the last game of the season.
Well, I feel like they're playing more like the first, more of the positive image of it. Because if I look, the two examples you gave are heartbreaking.
They were terrible.
And like I started to shrink up as you were discussing it. Mm-hmm. Recoil.
It's awful.
Happy about it.
I wasn't as mad about the Lions because I felt like...
Well, the first half of the season, the Lions didn't do their job.
No.
Of that year. And this is why I think it's more... kind of like that, but even more positive. Because the Tigers, though, they weren't playing lights-out baseball in the first half. So they weren't playing god-awful baseball either. I mean, they were kind of hanging around there. I mean, how far from the top of the Central were they? Mm-hmm. Everybody got off to a great start, and the Tigers were sort of okay, and then not so much, and then they built it back up. The Lions were bad to start that season and then went... 8-2 in the last 10 games, and obviously needed help. Right now, the Tigers are because they've been playing the best baseball in baseball since the middle of August. That's a fact. To me, it feels a little bit different. And the Red Wing team, it's nowhere near that, because the Red Wing team blew every opportunity they had leading up to it. Like they needed to do things at the end of the season, the last five games of the season. There were do-or-die games, and they died. They didn't make it happen. They lost to Washington when they needed to beat them. You know, you go back and look at the two games against Arizona. They didn't win those. If they just simply gotten 1 point out of any of those games, they would have been in the playoffs, but they weren't. So it's to me, it's a little bit different.
It just, it feels like the sports gods owe us one here, because we are careening towards this possibility again, and in all cases, we needed help. The Lions needed help. The Red Wings needed help. And the help, the hope, went to the last day of the season, and they still needed help and didn't get it in heartbreaking, heartbreaking fashion. I mean, Philly pulled their goalie thinking they could still make the playoffs, and they couldn't. It was a 1-1 game. The Rams had the football twice with go-win-it drives at the end of regulation and in overtime, and they didn't get it done. And I'm not blaming those teams. I mean, I'm kind of blaming Philly, I guess, but because they were already eliminated. Here we sit, so close again, and that absolutely torturous possibility sits in front of us, and I just feel like the sports gods owe us one here.
Although the scenarios are slightly different, Doug, I feel like the same thing's going to happen again as well. You know, I have that feeling in my stomach, and I think in the end, those other ones were kind of like gut-wrenching, like, oh, that hurt. If the Tigers don't make it because of a tiebreaker, it's going to hurt.
A tiebreaker that's a relatively new rule.
Yeah.
You know, that is same old Lions.
We're going to get rid of game 163.
Yep.
It would hurt, but it wouldn't hurt as bad, because I think the progress, the unexpectedness is just different than the other two scenarios. A lot more. I mean, the Lions were a little bit unexpected, but this Tiger team, I mean, this is Malachi Flynn scoring 50 back-to-back nights. This is like just, you never saw this. I mean, no way.
Yep.
No way.
Yep.
This is a lot of smoke and a lot of mirrors. And yet, is this also going to be paving the way for the future of how other teams look at how they're going to have to approach their seasons if they don't have five starters in rotation? Because it starts with the pitching. I mean, the pitching feels like it's 80% of what's happened here.
Mm-hmm.
The pitching staff has been so damn good. And yet, of course they're getting contributions. Parker Meadows is hitting .310, by the way, since he was sent down.
Yeah.
.310. And playing impeccable defense and doing
getting extra bases.
Yeah, getting extra base hits, the whole bit. Love what we're seeing out of Parker Meadows. The bats have been selectively great.
Yeah.
You know, they've come up with big at bats. If they need three runs to win the game, they somehow find that third run to do it. And it's usually by unconventional means. Sure, they'll have those games where they'll hit four home runs in the game. Like, well, this is a laugher. This is a lot of fun. But this team is winning an awful lot of close games. They've played more one-run games than anybody else in baseball. They've played now, 17 or 18 games in extra innings. It's amazing what they've done.
It's been a very, very fun watch. Scuba goes tonight for the Tigers. And look, Minnesota still got two games in Cleveland. Cleveland's very good. So the Tigers have tomorrow off before they go to Baltimore. And that will conclude the most difficult part of the schedule. They wrap it up with the Rays and the White Sox. So, I mean, just cross your fingers. We are getting to the sad reality, though, that they can't afford to lose any ground. Like, if Minnesota loses, with Minnesota wins, you can't afford to lose. When you cross another day off the schedule and lose a game, it feels like that does borderline irreparable damage.
Well, I mean, at this point, you start looking, if we started to look at what a magic number is for the Tigers, do we know what the Tigers' magic number is?
Well, what it would be, it'd be Minnesota's magic number to eliminate the Tigers is what is really relevant. And keeping that number as big as possible. So let me see if I can find out what that is.
Yeah, when you're behind, you can't like really, if you're counting on another team, right? You got to hold hold serve and hope for the other team to lose.
The Twins have 11 games left and the Tigers have 10 games left. The Twins have one more win than the Tigers.
Right. Any now. Combination of Twins wins or losses by their next closest pursuer that equals 9. The Twins' magic number to clinch a playoff spot is currently 9. And that's scary.
It is scary. Right until the Tigers pass the Twins.
Well,
in the next few days,
then the Tigers are the ones that have a.
That's
magic.
What I'm saying.
Right? I mean, then we want a magic number, Gator. We don't have one yet.
The goal is
close
that's
your
the
eyes
first step.
And dream it to existence.
Is to get a magic number.
Yeah, no magic number yet, Gator.
The first step is to get on the graphic.
I like magic numbers.
The next thing is to get close on the graphic. Then the next thing is to I guess, beat the good teams. People want to see him beat the good teams, and they're doing that. Now it's getting a magic number.
Just flip the script.
But right now, yes, the Twins' magic number to eliminate the Tigers is 9. All right, we'll continue talking Tigers throughout the show. 248-539-9797 for phone calls and feedback. Also, Jared Goff joins us today at noon, straight up. Ticket text coming in from Mike and Flint. Okay, I'm all in on the Tigers. No more. It's enough to be in the race. There are 10 games left. Get it done. Josh says, lay the calm on the desk of doom and whoever gets fired next is the owner.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I don't want to see any of my colleagues.
We don't want anybody fired.
Can't you see Parker Meadows playing tight end for the Lions? Throw it high. He'll catch it. He can do it all game long. Game-saving catch and dives in the winning run. That's from Roger and Mount Clemens. Drives in the winning run.
Sorry. He's a little wiry. A little wiry to be a tight end. But they did mention last night during broadcast, how about as a defensive back?
Yeah, they did. That's funny. You're right. It's nothing but the Tigers and the Twins. The Tigers and the Twins now in the race, baby. LFG, the Twins are like a wounded gazelle trying to cross the river, bleeding out. And the Tigers are obviously the Tiger who just sprinted into the river to take command and get the kill of the gazelle.
It's kind of like your old analogy, Doug.
The Burger King, the Wildebeest, the Burger King of the Serengeti. You think the Twins are currently the Burger King of the Serengeti? I mean, they're the Wildebeest?
They're wounded.
God, I hope so. Bleeding. Predators circling.
Let the Tigers be a predator.
The Tigers are the predator in this case. 248-539-9797. Gator, I'm going to empty the bucket.
Oh!
Yeah.
All right.
With probably the most ridiculous and useless fact I got from the Michigan-Arkansas State game that I did not get to use. It's Saturday's broadcast.
Love it.
We'll get to that today at 11:07. More of your Tiger calls and feedback. Got some Lion stuff we'll get to. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.